Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just joined us. China set to seize South China Island by force from the Philippines. That will undoubtedly trigger military action by the West. That's being reported in major publications in China that are government approved. So this is a huge escalation. That's up on Infowars.com. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have a doctor popping in to give his take on the increased radiation levels coming in from the new Fukushima wave. We're getting a short report at the start of the next hour. We'll get a few more this week and then move on, but I'm just simply trying to ascertain how serious the radiation waves coming in from Fukushima are on the West Coast. And we found up to 10 times ourselves of normal background radiation, or 1,000%. Others have found 1,400%. The health department confirmed 500%+ in one spot they checked, said it's no big deal. And in the past, this would be a big deal. That's been confirmed. So we're there focusing on it, but we're going to continue with your calls, get into a bunch of news this hour, obviously on a host of issues. But let's go to Justin in Washington. Says you work for a company that builds the pumps for reactors, and is going to give his take on this situation. How big of a deal is this, or what do you think is really going on here?
Well, Alex, I was living over in Tri Cities, and I was working for a company that designed the pump and treat system. And, you know, I went out there, I did the B reactor tour. It was just incredible on how much work went into that. But I really didn't, like, they really didn't tell you exactly everything until I moved out of Tri Cities. And then I heard on, like, I was, like, listening to the radio while I was driving the moving truck out of Tri-Cities. And it's funny how much they talk about Hanford outside of Tri-Cities. Like, when you're living there, they're like, yeah, you're good. But then you, like, once I moved over to Seattle, I actually got to hear the people talk about, like, oh, no, the leaks are, you know, they're leaking and it's not very good. And I was cracking me up.
Well, I mean, that's the attitude, even with DE, with the troops is, this is nothing to worry about. This is no big deal. But 25, 30 years ago, they wouldn't let them use DU, saying that low exposure would end up killing you. But it kills you 25 years later, so you don't get blamed for it. It's called soft kill. Appreciate the call. Let's talk to the nothing, radiation technician, radiology technician in hospital. What's your take on this?
Well, my take is the Lord says the meek shall inherit the earth. He said he'd sent his angels down to cast out demons. Well, what makes you think those angels aren't human beings?
Well, sir, I appreciate your call, but we don't screen calls unless it's on a subject. And then when I opened the phones up on that subject, I wanted to know from people that worked in hospitals or nuclear reactors or nuclear submarines or people that are nuclear physicists what your take is. We have a wide, diverse audience, and I want you to leave the phones open for those folks that want to call in on a real topic. 800-259-9231. Now, we have open phones to talk about anything, and a free-for-all, you're welcome to call in about angels. But 800-259-9231. We're going to come back from break here and talk to Ralph, who was a nuclear worker, Frank, who was Navy nuclear tech, and then we'll also talk to Frank in Michigan, Brian and others, to get their takes on this. I mean, I really want to hear your perspective from different fields that deal with radioactive substances. 800-259-9231. We only do this a few times a week. We open the phones up on a particular subject. So please, folks, you're not going to get on air and then talk about whatever you want. I'm going to crack down on all the craziness. Okay? I mean, it's that simple. I've always prided myself on not screening calls, but when the show gets this big and you've got a bunch of people calling in to try to derail the program, we're not going to let you do that, okay? We're done. All right, we'll be right back with serious callers on the other side. And just huge news on Obamacare, Chris Christie, what television does to your children's brains, and so much more. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, well into the second hour, your phone calls from nuclear technicians in the Navy and radiology workers on the radiation wave now slamming into the West Coast. We're continuing our coverage and investigation of that, and I want to hear from you if you think it's a serious threat from the different reports that we've gotten with our own Geiger counters, with our reporters that are popping in at the beginning of the next hour, and what your take is on all of this. But there's going to be a ton of other news we're going to cover in the meantime. Let me hit some of that right now. Again, I covered this last hour, but I want to mention it again now. The tide is rising for American libertarians. Financial Times of London. The new spirit is a rising climate of anti-politics has become an attitude rather than a movement. And it's true. What you call libertarians are people that are live and let live. They're just humans. They don't want to fight with people. They don't want racial politics or party politics. They want freedom. Whether it's guns or whether it's drug decriminalization or whether it's not having regulations on haircutting places or peace. They're just Americans. They're Renaissance type people who are true classical liberals like Thomas Jefferson. That's what it is. Common sense. You shouldn't have the federal government running the schools, much less teaching 2 plus 2 equals 5. Done. The government's evil, trying to screw up the kids' brains to control them. You guys are done. Big Pharma comes out and admits their plan under the New Freedom Initiative 10 years ago when it started was to go from 10% of kids on psychotropics to 20%. And in the next decade, we're now 4 years into that, they wanted to go to 50% on psychotropic drugs. And then finally, they want to go above 90% on the drugs. And that got leaked by people that were part of the New Freedom Initiative on the board saying, this is evil. This is a diabolical plan. And my point is, the fruits of this are as bad as it gets. I'm going to cover this more in the days to come, but this is a big issue, and it shows where things are going. There's another article that's up on Infowars.com that is so incredibly important by Ron Paul. Congress defers to President on NSA reform. It is Congress's law enforcement edict to actually create the laws and then enforce on the executive and the rest of the bureaucracy via control of the purse string, the implementation via the purse string to enforce the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And they're not doing that. And so this is such a big deal to have Ron Paul come out and expose what's happening here. We need to understand it's part of a larger program. It's part of a larger takeover. Here is the article in the Washington Times. Year of action. Obama vows to act on his own when necessary. And you have Congress coming out and saying, well, we're just going to let you do whatever you want. Passing the buck, supporting dictatorial movements in the executive. And it's a big deal to have Ron Paul call this what it is, tyranny. It's a big deal to have Ted Cruz come out and call Obama dangerous and frightening. Because that's what it is. And you're like, but why is it a big move for them to tell the truth? Because we have to up our rhetoric to reality. When things are sensational, when things are out of control, when things are crazy, when things are incredibly oppressive, we have a responsibility as a nation, as a people, to then tell it like it is. Now, getting into some other articles so people understand what we're facing, Department of Energy plugs energy rating for homes similar to MPG rating for cars. And then again, they won't let homes be reinsured or worked on or upgraded or changed under Agenda 21. This has already been done in Europe and Australia. They literally have zoning police, green police, you name it. And then they can add fines, fees, regulations. And then they even want systems with software to track and surveil everything you're doing in your house through the smart meter that then just by accident all the new appliances in the last 5 years are set with specifications and chips that wirelessly report everything back to the government robot that's been plopped on the side of your house. That's literally a government NSA spy robot. If it was a guy in a black suit with black sunglasses, black tie, you would go out and say, how dare you have a glass to your ear listening to my window? But it's just a little box. It's on the side of your house, and it, of course, microwaves you as well, uses microwave transmitting, blurp technology, blurp communications is what I call it, you know, the flash communications, blasting through your house. There's the health issues, but so what? We're going to tax you by the mile in your car. We're tracking everything you do, suckers. I'm the head spokesman for Ford Motor Company. Suckers. All the cars got boxes. And we're tracking you, and we're going to tax you. And then once we put the robot cars on the streets, it's already happening, we're going to show that they're even safer. We're going to make you buy wireless packages with us for the robot to control everything you're doing. you're not going to be able to drive. Everything you do is going to be tracked, and we're going to know what kind of food you're buying for your kids and your family and give that to the insurance companies. And then you're going to get CPS visits that your kids aren't eating healthy. I mean, folks, this is a nightmare where everything you do is in a file with some aggressive, predatory, bug-eyed, pedophile CPS agent or some crazy sheriff's deputy like the one reportedly up on Infowars.com saying, I would beat your bleeping bleep just for the sheer joy of it, and says that any protesters that film police should be put in gas chambers and beaten. I mean, this is the type of stuff, folks. This is because they go now in these major globalist cities, and they're hiring now people that are goons and who literally want to be able, with overwhelming force, with everybody else's hands tied, knowing you're facing felonies, to beat you and attack you and then charge you with a felony when they attack you. And this is how North Korea works. This is how Mexico works. This is how we now are going to work. Now, there's an internal fight in beside the police forces nationwide. And some departments are really good and honorable. And they're pretty much either good and honorable or they're pure evil. There's not really a lukewarm anymore. It's just either going to hell or the police are circling the wagons and fighting the federal takeover and trying to be human beings. But I just cannot explain to you how serious the situation is. Let's go back to your phone calls. Ralph in Oklahoma, and then we'll go to Frank in Texas. Ralph, you say you're a nuclear worker. What, a nuclear power plant?
Worked in the power plants. Did a lot of inspections for Sequoia Fuels Corporation, the old Silkwood place. Inspected Pine Bluff. Inspected in Connecticut. What can I do? What can I tell you?
I wanted to ask you. I mean, is 1,400% higher radiation in San Francisco beaches, is that an issue? In the past, they would make a big deal out of it. I talked to the radiation specialist, the radiologist. They say that in the past this would be a big deal, but now there's a touchy feely attitude that, like Ann Coulter said, maybe it's good for you. What's your take on that?
Well, if it's that much, the new commission over it be shutting things down, doing something with this. As you said, I'm not that educated on that iodine. I've had some friends be into it telling me about it. I guess people need to take this upon their own because you don't know unless you can buy you a survey meter, which y'all are calling a Geiger counter. There is. So you can buy those relatively cheap if you're out there. I'm surprised that California is letting this go on as stringent as their laws are, because they had been on me a few times over my inspections out there and saying I couldn't do that. I had to rewrite reports and things before they would accept stuff.
Well, see, they're just covering their butt to act like they're trying to protect people. But then, yeah, they don't want to have to go out and clean up these beaches or go and find out where it's really coming from. They just want to deny it because there's not some private contractor that they can harass. Let me guess, you're a private contractor. These are government people that are harassing you.
Yeah, the government be all on you. I talked to a person who was in the government pretty heavy, and they had said we were talking on the phone. I told him, well, a nuclear worker, and you used to call me the Cobalt Kid. I was into it so much. He said, I think we need to get off the phone now. Don't be telling anybody that you were a nuclear worker. The government is going to be on your butt. I mean, when you need the government in there over some bad stuff, actually hurting people, overexposing people, they didn't give a rat's ass. But now, if you made a little bit of mistake, they'd be on you. They'd be on you like white on rice.
Oh, yeah, I know, because they want to cover their butts when everything starts melting down and falling apart, because they're letting these plants go 35, 40 years when they're only supposed to go 25, 30 years. And so that's what this is. The bureaucrats are just going to scapegoat people that didn't dot I's, cross T's when you were told to do that. And exactly, they're going to scapegoat you guys. That's absolutely how this works.
Yeah, that went on too much because if you like making your big money, which the nuclear workers, the inspectors and things out there be laughing at this. If you want to make that big money, keep your mouth shut, do your damn job. Or we can get somebody, there's another person in line here. I've seen so many people they drug off the streets and put in these places that didn't know a rat's butt. I took grief to get into this, and these people didn't do nothing 3 months on the deal. They're shooting gammies.
Now I hear they have homeless people. Nothing against homeless folks, but I don't want them doing brain surgery on me, doing the cleanup at Fukushima. That one rod touches, it all blows up. And so the answer is send in elderly homeless drunks to do the inspection. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Do you know about the NSA loophole? Or maybe you think your law-abiding ways are too boring for them to care about you. Tell that to the Virginia farmer who was audited by the IRS because of her Tea Party activities. Or the Texas man who woke up to a SWAT team raid because of online comments he had made about his gun collection. No, God-fearing Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Learn how to drop off the government's radar and get off the grid at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We are continuing to look at the situation with radiation waves that Fox News is reporting are coming into the West Coast as the plant on the ocean side in the Pacific in Japan continues to melt down. And we're going to shift gears into some other news coming up later as well. Most of the third hour will be geopolitical news, Chris Christie news. And even though this Chris Christie thing is a diversion at a certain level, it's an illustration of the arrogance and corruption. And now the feds are probing Christie. And the fact that this is the supposed front runner for the Republicans, an anti-gun, open borders thug, just shows how they just put forward John McCain or whoever they want and put forward Hillary, who's incredibly unpopular, because it's a ruling corrupt group that's hijacked the country. And I know you know that, and all the numbers show that, and even the establishment publications like the Financial Times of London say the government's discredited, no one likes the government, people are sick of fighting with each other, they believe that they have a criminal system and want to change it. And people want freedom, not you're racist if you don't want Obamacare, you're racist if you don't want to turn your guns in. People are smart enough to go, I'm racist if I don't turn my gun in? Black people and folks are smart. They're going, what's a gun have to do with that? I need a gun to protect myself. Now everybody realizes Obamacare is a big screw job, and people that were against it weren't against it because they were racist. They were against it because they knew it was a horrible screw job. And so it's just the baloney isn't working anymore is what I'm getting at. Let's go to Frank in Texas. Nuclear Navy tech, what is your take on this? Should we not make a big deal out of this and try to get a national discourse going on the radiation wave, as I'm trying to do, covering this every day lately? Or are we on the right track from your perspective, Frank?
Well, I think it's a huge deal. We treated every drop of radioactive substance as a major deal. So basically, if the levels are where they're at, we should really be treating it like a contamination area, you know, a controlled contamination area. And I don't think that the government wants to admit to it, because who's going to pay for it? It's going to cost too much money. So, you know, we were kind of taught as a little bit of a joke, but the solution to pollution is dilution. But, you know, I don't think we should just let nature take its course. We got to do something. Couple points that, you know, depends on what type of particle you're detecting. And, you know, there's high energy ones that move fast. There's slow, heavy ones. You have to figure out what it is. And
exactly. And that's not my job. We're out there with the field meters, out there with the modern Geiger counters. The health department confirms the numbers we're getting. And so that's all we're doing is, as professional reporters, but not radiologists, but we're having a radiologist on, we're trying to find out for myself and my family. I want to know. And so that's what I'm trying to do, is just get a discourse going so we can not ignore this. Because in the past, they wouldn't ignore this like this. I've studied it. They wouldn't ignore it as bad. And it's part of this attitude of like the deadly dust at the World Trade Center. They should have told people, hey, it's dangerous. If you want to be around it, that's your issue. But you should wear breathing protection. But they went, oh, no, there's no issue. Even though they told EPA workers, you wear a mask, don't be in the area, this is going to kill people. It's that, I mean, that's criminal. Your job is to tell folks if an area is dangerous, and then you lie to them and tell them it's not dangerous. Aren't you, in a way, assaulting them? Isn't that a form of murder? Frank?
Commonality between the public. They don't want to know, and they don't want to deal with it. So there you go.
Well, you know, I think you're right. I think a lot of it is the public has a attitude of giving up, and so they're not upset. They're not pushing. And a fish doesn't just rot from the head. It can rot both ways. I agree that it is the general malaise of the public that empowers all this evil. What do you think we should do?
I guess, you know, continue to use different types of detectors, warn the public, time distance shielding. Limit your time, stay away from it, and wear clothes. You know, clothes will stop some of the particles from actually absorbing to your skin, just like, you know, going out in the sun. One kind of tidbit, the average person receives, you know, a couple hundred millirem a year just from the rocks in the soil, and that's particularly from radon. You know, so you could limit that exposure by just wearing clothes.
and staying away from the beaches that have a higher amount.
And protect your thyroid with things like iodine. Do you agree with that?
Exactly. Big time. Oh, yeah. I take Survivor Shield, Fluoride Shield. I try the Vitality. That stuff's great. I'm waiting on another delivery, though. So.
God bless you, brother. I really appreciate your support. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Shift gears into all the other geopolitical, economic, military news. There's so much incredible information I'm going to cover. The globalists think we're so dumb, they're openly saying they want to invade Iraq again in central and western Iraq to kick out Al-Qaeda, when our government's been funding Al-Qaeda, protecting Al-Qaeda, giving them amphetamines, medium weapons, anti-aircraft weapons, Benghazi, the whole nine yards, to attack the entire region. And the goal is destabilization. So you put Al-Qaeda in place, you can then come kick them out. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. So I'm going to break that down as well. Dr. Rick Davis is an MD. He's headed up a whole bunch of well-known biotechnology and pharmaceutical companies. with numerous U.S. patents and trademarks under its belt. Ogenix.com is the website, O-G-E-N-X.com. And he served as Lieutenant Commander of the U.S. Navy and worked as an emergency medical physician, naval flight surgeon, and Navy SEALs, you name it, and hyperbaric diving medical officer. He received his M.D. from the Medical College of Virginia with honors in 81. He graduated magna cum laude with a B.S. in chemistry from Old Dominion University in 77. When I was 4 years old, I guess 5 years old. I was about 4 years old then. Point is that, or even younger, 3 years old. But he joins us for the balance of this hour to give us his take on 91% of nuclear reactors leaking now. That's according to the UN. They just don't seem to care anymore. They don't care if the troops are in and around DU. Don't even decontaminate them now. Didn't even used to let them use it till 1990. Hard to believe it was that many years ago, 24 years ago. And it's just a total culture shift. So I've had Dr. Doug Rocky, the former head of the DU program, on, who wrote the book before they even used it on DU. And he says, absolutely don't use it. And we're not talking about DU today. The point is that it's not just about radiation hitting the West Coast or coming over in the air all over the U.S., Canada, you name it. In the Northern Hemisphere, more than double the radiation it was in 1945. It's about an attitude across the board of not caring about the increased radiation levels, not about GMO, sterilizing the lab animals, not caring about what the fluoride does, and turns out it's on purpose. What does he think, as a really educated, smart guy? He's been on the nightly news with Leanne McAdoo last week. What does he think the danger is? Where does he think Fukushima's going, because he studied it and also obviously been in the Navy? And what does he think this is all indicative of? Is this just mass mental illness, or is it orchestrated? We know part of it's orchestrated. Or are the mentally ill people believing that they're in control, as many crazy people do? So there's a method to the madness, but it's still madness. I mean, where does he think it's all going? So what's happening? Who's behind it? And where does he think it's going? Thank you so much for joining us here on the transmission today. Again, the website is ogenx.com. Dr. Rick Davis, medical doctor. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Alex, for having me. It's great to speak with you. And you asked me a very broad question. You asked me, where do I think this is going? Who do I think is behind this? And what is the end game? And I personally believe that the same people that are behind the nuclear disaster, which you've mentioned in a number of areas, you know, the leaking plants, Fukushima itself, DU, etc., and the entire atomic energy system is coordinated and manifested by the same people who are in control of everything else, the GMO, all the soft kill that's going on across the world is orchestrated. It has to be. These things don't happen by accident. You don't have to, you know, you don't by happenstance get a waiver to put a nuclear station on a fault line. That doesn't just happen by magic. There has to be a coordinated effort of people to do this. And, of course, it is the epitome of insanity. And I believe that the people who run this planet are, in fact, psychopaths. We've talked about that before. And I believe that if you were to look at the total spectrum of the different ways that they would want to take control of society to bring about this utopia that they perceive as the New World Order, you know, a single government, single currency, single religion, single science, those people would look at every opportunity. I mean, these are very, very smart people, far smarter than you and I. And they would look at how can we go about accomplishing this plan. They'd put together extensive business plans. They'd run computer simulations. They would figure out what are the best ways to accomplish the things that we want. And they'd have a plan A, plan B, plan C, a whole tiered structure of countermeasures to the actions that those of us who are sane and human and want a better life for ourselves and our family, they would have means and methods put in place. They'd have strategies. They'd have you know, all of the logistics and everything put together in order to try and combat common sense. And I think that that's what we're seeing. I mean, let's take Fukushima, for example. Here is a perfect situation where you have the perfect storm. You have an incident which I still am not completely clear that this was an entirely natural event. There were have been a lot of reports by alternative media sources who claim to have more information than I do personally that this may not have been an entirely natural event. And if that's the case, it would be put in the category of a false flag, much like a 9/11, where the plane is the deception, and the deception comes in, and then the buildings come down. But the buildings, obviously, were detonated, and that's been proven, I think, beyond a shadow of a doubt from any scientific perspective at this point.
Sure, and it shows just the mass mental illness, but a lot of psychopaths and other forms of mentally ill people that have high intelligence, they will tend throughout history to develop crazy plans. And now they've got movies coming out about people in love with their computers, about Johnny Depp uploading his brain into a computer. This is all Ray Kurzweil. This is all Google. This is all DARPA. This is what they said in the 30s they were going to do in all their white papers. And you've got to hand it to them. They've actually built it. So they don't care. In fact, they want the radiation to increase. They want the GMO to wreck the earth because they believe they're going to have such advanced genetic technology and also nanotech and to be able to merge these systems and create a new world and basically create unlimited planets. And so who cares if they destroy this one in the process of keeping us, the non-evil folks, from taking control. And that really is their cosmology. And so I was about to say before you said it, they, with computer programs, even when they built this plant back in the 80s, or I guess late 70s, they put them on fault lines all over the place. Most of the power plants are. And they can do actuaries even back then, knowing statistically these are going to melt down. There's going to be tsunamis. There's going to be earthquakes. They knew what they were doing. And then they're already ready. And I've read their own writings, and they say this themselves on many issues, to then use the crises they create in a societal stampede, like a war you start, like funding Al-Qaeda. Then you take liberties to fight the force you funded. Creating these global crises, they then know we will stampede and give them our energy, our resources, our support to then support their next phase of the plan. So it's really like ancient hunters would beat on drums and have fires and chase mastodons off cliffs. That's what they're doing to us.
Well, you're exactly right. I think that, you know, if you look at the basic mantra that these people live by, it's, you know, order out of chaos. And obviously it's order for them and chaos for us. And we have to understand that if this is in fact the plan, that this radiation threat, which is now becoming more than a threat. Obviously, your team is out measuring this, and you have, you know, the various hot spots along the west coast of this country. And you'll see that because, you know, a current is not, you know, the Kirishima current that comes sweeps down from the Arctic is not going to be homogeneous. It's going to hit the shore in different places, and some more than others. But this clearly a threat to this country. And my question to Leanne when I spoke with her last week was, why haven't the people, you and I and the public, been made aware of the efforts by the government to protect us from this threat? I mean, if they're so interested in protecting us and taking our rights and surveilling us and doing all these other things, it would have been a very simple and relatively inexpensive matter to track this radiation from the time that it leaves, the shores of Japan across the Pacific and as it sweeps down heading towards the United States, because, in fact, this potentially could be a threat to our health here in the United States, if it does bioaccumulate, and if we have, as you've said before, from the MOX-3, you're going to have plutonium, and which is a highly toxic material, not probably more so than many of the uranium and other things that are leaking. But if you look at this, why haven't these questions been answered? Why hasn't the public been reassured by the government? Why hasn't the International Atomic Energy Commission gone over to Japan and worked with them much more closely? Why hasn't funding been developed on a global basis? Because this is going to be a global problem. Why have we left it to TEPCO to basically hang out to dry when this is really going to take a huge undertaking in order to get this under control, much, much worse than Chernobyl? These are my questions. questions. Why haven't these relatively simple steps been taken of measurement, the determination of the level of the threat, projections, trends, identifying those places that might over time become hazardous, for swimming and the rest of it. None of this information has been forthcoming. That does not happen by accident. Anybody who works around this material would understand immediately this threat, and they would immediately take action to do these very simple things that I've suggested. So clearly, this action is being suppressed.
Sure.
Actively.
Well, I'll tell you the bottom line plan, and then I want to expand on it and get your take, Doctor, because you're obviously a really smart guy that has a deep, well-rounded general knowledge of how the world works. And I want to get you back in the future for a full hour, to really get into all this. But bottom line, let me just quantify all this for everybody, and I want to get your take on it. From their own writings, but also their actions, it's undoubted, and I want to get your take on this, A, if you agree, but B, expand on it, that this is what's happening. The elite have decided their god, like every other megalomaniac from Nero to Hitler, but this time they've actually got the fruits of incredibly smart people developing systems compartmentalized like Legos, that are then taken and in black ops and corporate reservations, then constructed, tested, and then deployed from beta to actual implementation. And the plan is, in the testing phase, wreck everything, order out of chaos, poison the population where we physically can't have children anymore, where there's mass die-offs, and out of that medical practice, practicing on us in a mass experiment, developing systems of life extension, regenerative systems for the elites out of the mass test with binary weapons and other systems on us, and then they will so wreck the biosphere that then they will play God, being the heroes, rebuilding it, reinventing it, but in the process removing the scourge as they see it as the mass of humanity. I mean, in a nutshell, that is the cosmology. But looking at this, even though they're very smart, I think at a deep-seated level, it's a rationale to just do evil because their plan is not going to work.
Well, I agree. And I think that, if you take what you said sort of to the next step, I think that the evil is coordinated on this planet. I don't think that it happens by chance. I don't think these people leave much to chance because they're far too bright to do that. I mean, they're twisted, kind of demonic type people, and they enjoy inflicting pain. I mean, this is something that it's very difficult for the average person to understand because, we love our families and we have, fun and we enjoy things and we have deep sensitivities and we have this part of our humanity. We have a conscience. These people don't. They don't have that. They're wired differently. They're fundamentally different than we are. They enjoy killing. They enjoy destruction. And that's what they do. They destroy things. They're not builders. They're not creators. They are destroyers. And they have to use our creativity in order to basically reflect their evil purposes because it's just like a gun. You've talked about this a million times. A gun is an inanimate object. It's neither good nor evil. It can be used for both. And they are able to take technology, which is vastly superior and advanced to what we now know. I don't believe that they would have unleashed this radiation or any of these things, GMO crops or, the chemtrails or any of that.
If they couldn't reverse it.
If they hadn't already probably had the technology to protect themselves from the scourge that they're releasing on the rest of us, they probably already have it, or at least they believe that they do. And so at this time, we're the suckers. We're all sitting around basically waiting to be slaughtered. And I think that my message is one of hope, actually. So many people listen to your show and they feel like you're a fearmonger or that you're depressing. And yet I see you as an educator and you're bringing people awareness. And if you look at history, if you look back through time, you recognize that all tyrants make the same fatal mistake. I've said this before. They centralize their power because they don't trust anyone. They kill those who are surrounding them because they don't trust them. And they become isolated, and the power becomes more concentrated. And as you centralize control and command, it becomes much more vulnerable. And this is what has caused every tyrant to collapse in the past. That's what's going to cause these people to collapse. And they, as they become increasingly vulnerable, you have a single building with the NSA. I mean, there are multiple, but you've got this giant complex. It's just one place where they have all of this information. It's not distributed. And so, again, this is just an example. If we decide as the people, globally, I'm not talking about just Americans here. I see this awakening happening throughout the world. I have friends all over the world, very smart people, all around the world. They're becoming increasingly aware and becoming ready to act. They simply don't want to act individually. They want to act in a coordinated fashion where you can actually take charge of this situation and do good. And it is my belief that there will come an event, a manufactured crisis of some sort, that will become a crystallizing, galvanizing event around which good people who have the means and the training and the ability to make change will be able to use that, come together, and in an orchestrated way, bring to justice these megalomaniacs that have led our society for thousands of years. I mean, we've been under the same kind of Babylonian system of pyramids with a crazy person on top telling everybody else what to do. And I think that we've reached a point where we've realized that we don't really need that. Of course, we need government. We need laws. I'm not an anarchist. But I think
but we don't want centralized systems run by psychos. We're going to come back and break down solutions with what you're saying, but that's the key. I'm here to get people out of their trance, right, knowing there's smart people out there, and then organically, individuals together, through a grassroots movement, we will change things. I'm just here to get people awake to the takedown of our civilization and who's behind it, and I am yelling and screaming to get people out of their trance, to get them up off their butts, and then countless others like you, Doctor, working together. We will develop the solution against these enemies, especially as things get worse and worse under their rule. That's what's essential. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
You've heard about Numana, true American pioneers in healthy GMO-free storable foods. Great tasting meals with no MSG, soy, or chemical preservatives. No high fructose corn syrup or aspartame, and gluten-free options. Plus superior 25-year shelf life and good enough to eat now.
But have you heard this?
Numana is so confident in our quality and taste, we'll give you $50 just to try it out. Call 888-597-0775 or use coupon code RADIO at checkout. GMOfreefoodstorage.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
After our guest leaves us, I'll finish up with the callers. And then for the balance of the next hour, we're going to get into all the news I haven't hit yet. There's more breaking. So we're going to get into all of it. Here's the issue. We've got to expose that there is a shadow corporate government, which we've now done. We've got to expose that they want us impoverished to control us, and that their main goal is set up planetary government to forcibly reduce population. And a lot of people say, well, there are too many people. Well, that can be debated one way or the other. The point is, this is an excuse for total authoritarianism, a greedy capturing of all future technology in a breakaway civilization that's already there on record, and the ultimate form of discrimination. It's an Elysium-type scenario, but right here on Earth. And that's what they've used COG for, continuity of government, in case there was a nuclear attack from the Russians, developed in the 40s and 50s and 60s. They've used basically that plan to build the technocratic dehumanization government worldwide that's now phasing out incrementally the old systems, which aren't perfect but aren't designed to be purely genocidal. And you can see Homeland Security worldwide, because governments all have the same system now in most areas. It's designed not for COG but for collapse, but to control the collapse. And so they're getting ready to release superbugs. They're getting ready for economic collapse, wars. They're lining up for all hell to break loose. And, Doctor, do you agree with that statement, Dr. Rick Davis, MD, Ogenix.com, that we can see all the forces lining up for a World War II level event times 10, where just every revolution moves forward so they can control what they believe is the march towards the singularity?
Yes, I agree. I think that we are looking at a coordinated effort on a global basis by these elites. And as I said, I believe that they have some extremely smart people that are working with them. And what we need to do is come back and use our own intelligence and the things and the resources that we have as people to counter this craziness that is about to befall us. I do not believe that anything happens by accident. I think that everything is planned. I think that we're seeing a tremendous amount of organization to bring about the collapse of the Western world right now, with the derivatives and with the Fed and with, you know, the various other things that are going on, both from a financial and educational. I mean, every system, every structure is infested with these people at this point, and it can only bring about disaster. I mean, they are fooling themselves if they don't believe that there are smart people who are prepared, who have listened, who are awake, and who are trained to be able to take these people to justice. Because it's not just me. There are millions and millions of people just as awake and just as prepared to do what needs to be done in order to arrest these people and bring them to justice in a Nuremberg type of situation. Because that's what's going to be required. I don't want to see violence. I just want justice.
Well, exactly. And they're not going to stop pushing. People say, oh, Alex, just go along to get along. It'll be okay. No, I wouldn't be risking my life in all this and being this hardcore and this out in the open and risking my life if I didn't realize there's no future if we don't beat them. I mean, it's a no-brainer. You've got to resist these people 110% because where they're taking us is what we should be scared of. We should be scared of not standing up against them.
Well, that's exactly right. I think that anyone who's ever stood up against a schoolyard bully recognizes that there are cowards beneath, and all you have to do is stand up to them. And once you do, they will shrink away like violets in the sun, and it's not difficult. It's not hard, and you're exactly right. The thing that I fear is that we will not be successful. It's not about the people themselves, you know, the people that we face that I see as the arch enemy of humanity. I think that the failure of us to resist them is the thing that we should fear the most. And they've done an excellent job. I mean, they have put this plan in place for a long, long time. You know, they've really thought of just about everything. But what they don't understand and what they can't understand is the human soul. They don't understand our capacity to be human. And
Dr. Davis, stay there. Back in 60 seconds in the third hour to talk about the soul.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Come.